KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, Iowa is in bounce-back mode as the Hawkeyes get set to visit Purdue Saturday. The Hawks had their three-game winning streak snapped with a 30-24 loss at Penn State last week, and they need a win to keep their hopes alive in the West Division.
We flushed that loss, we learned from our mistakes, and now we're on to the next game, which happens to be Purdue. So it's another challenging game on the road in a tough environment against a good team and a really solid offense. So right now that's the only thing we're thinking about. We're not looking at the big picture. We're just trying to get this win number 7.
That's safety Jake Gervais. Senior guard Dalton Ferguson says they're not concerned about the big picture.
Purdue right now is our main focus. And you know, we try not to look down the road, but we know if we win the rest of our games, we have a good chance of doing something pretty special.
The Iowa offense struggled with Penn State's pressure last week, and quarterback Nate Stanley says Purdue will provide a similar challenge.
Yeah, they do a lot of different things on defense. They try to confuse you a lot. A lot of different fronts and, a lot of different blitzes, too, that they bring out a different look. So, they do a lot of different things to try to confuse you.
We'll have that game Saturday for you here on the radio. 12:30 is the pregame start time. 2:30 is kickoff from West Lafayette, Indiana. Well, Kyle Kemp still enjoys his role as captain, even if he's no longer Iowa State's starting quarterback. Kemp was granted a sixth year, but was injured in a season-opening loss at Iowa. He's been sidelined as freshman Brock Purdy has led the Cyclones to 3 straight wins.
You know, I don't know if I will play the rest of the season. I understand that completely, but, you know, the biggest thing for me is, like, I was able to come back and able to get to this point again and be such a big influence on the team. That's the big thing for me. Even if it's not on the field, like, I want to help this program as much as possible, and I want my influence to be felt for years to come. And through the quarterbacks, through the rest of the team, like, I want to be that leader, and that's been really important to me.
Kemp feels 100% that though he's wearing a knee brace on his knee, he says there were times he didn't think he'd be able to return at all this season.
That's kind of what happens when you get injured, though. You just go through, you know, these mental battles throughout the entire time. But there was no timeline. That was kind of the thing that scared me. You know, and there'd be weeks where we'd make no progress, and I'd be like, am I going to get better for the rest of the season? So, you know, that was difficult.
Kemp says he's not surprised at the success that Brock Purdy has enjoyed.
Just the growth he's made, I think, in the film room, just grasping the offense. And then at the end of the day, like, he has a ton of ability. So for him, it's applying, you know, what he's been learning and then using his God-given ability to make plays. That's been really impressive.
Iowa State's preparing for a road game at Kansas this Saturday. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday morning. Also, college football news, the University of Maryland has done an about-face. Head football coach DJ Durkin has been fired one day after being reinstated by the state's Board of Regents. Offensive coordinator Matt Canada is expected to resume the role of interim coach after leading the Terrapins to a 5-3 record so far this season. Durkin was placed on administrative leave August 11th while the board awaited results of a report on the culture of the program. Durkin and the training staff came under fire after a player died 2 weeks after suffering from heat stroke following a spring practice. After receiving that report, the board decided to bring him back, saying he was unfairly blamed for the dysfunction in the athletic department. But Maryland Governor Larry Hogan was among numerous local politicians who criticized the board's decision. In NFL news, the Miami Dolphins will continue to play without their number one quarterback. Ryan Tannehill has been ruled out of Sunday's game against the Jets, meaning Brock Osweiler will make his 4th consecutive start. Tannehill was limited in practice Wednesday as he continues to recover from a shoulder injury. The Dolphins are 4-4 this season. The Patriots have placed defensive back Eric Rowe on injured reserve with a groin injury. Rowe sat out Monday's win at Buffalo and has missed 4 of the past 6 games. Buffalo has filled a gaping hole at quarterback by signing Matt Barkley to join Nathan Peterman on the depth chart. Bills rookie starter Josh Allen will miss his 3rd game with a sprained right elbow, and the status of veteran backup Derek Anderson is uncertain after he suffered a concussion against the Patriots Monday night. Bears coach Matt Nagy says right guard Kyle Long is week to week with a foot injury that could prompt the team to place him on injured reserve. Long suffered a tendon injury in his right foot during the closing minutes of Sunday's win over the Jets. One of the most popular players in San Francisco Giants history has died. The team has announced that Hall of Famer Willie McCovey has died at the age of 80. McCovey belted 521 home runs and drove in 1,555 runs in a 22-year career spent primarily with the Giants from 1959 to 1980. He was the National League MVP in 1969 after topping the circuit with 45 home runs, 126 RBIs, and a .453 on-base percentage with a .656 slugging average. McCovey was the 1959 2009 National League Rookie of the Year, despite appearing in just 52 games that season. He took Giants fans by storm, going 4-for-4 with two triples in his first game and hitting .354 with 13 homers and 38 RBIs that year. The first baseman outfielder also played for the Padres and the Athletics. The Giants said the fearsome hitter passed peacefully Wednesday afternoon after losing his battle with ongoing health issues. He had been getting around in a wheelchair in recent years because he could no longer rely on his once dependable legs, yet he was still regularly seen at the ballpark in his private suite. McCovey's prodigious shots to right field were a longtime staple at Candlestick Park, and when the Giants moved to their current ballpark, the water beyond the right field wall was dubbed McCovey Cove. Also in baseball news, it was a perfect day for the Boston Red Sox fans, and it began with David Price announcing that he's staying put. The World Series star said he's declining a contract option that would have allowed him to become a free agent. Price will earn $127 million over the next 4 years under the 7-year, $217 million deal that he signed with Boston before the 2016 season. He's gone 31-19 with a 3.74 ERA in 3 seasons with the Red Sox. Price was outstanding during the Fall Classic, winning each of his starts and compiling a 1.98 ERA over 13 2/3 innings. Price made the announcement before the Red Sox began their parade through Boston following their World Series win over the Dodgers. Also in baseball news, the Dodgers and ace lefty Clayton Kershaw have agreed to extend the deadline on his option decision by 40 hours until 1 o'clock local time Friday. Kershaw can opt out of the last 2 years and $65 million of his contract to become a free agent for the first time in an 11-year big league career that's been spent entirely with the Dodgers. He was 9-5 with a 2.73 ERA this season. The Yankees have declined their $12.5 million option on outfielder Brett Gardner, but he's staying put after he accepted a 1-year, $7.5 million package. The 35-year-old Gardner hit .236 with 12 homers, 45 RBIs, and 95 runs last season, losing playing time following the acquisition of Andrew McCutchen in August. Royals reliever Willie Peralta has agreed to a $3.25 million 1-year contract, ensuring one of the few bright spots in the team's shaky bullpen will be back next season. Two people familiar with the deal tell the Associated Press that Nationals reliever Trevor Rosenthal has agreed in principle to a contract for 2019. The former Cardinals closer missed all of last season following Tommy John surgery. The Cubs have exercised their $10.5 million option for the 2019 season on pitcher Jose Quintana at 13-11 with a 4.03 ERA. He had 32 starts this season. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team is ranked 13th in the Associated Press preseason poll. The Hawkeyes returned 6 of their top 7 scorers from last year's team that won 24 games and played in the NCAA tournament. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter is not concerned about her team handling the expectations.
I think that our team is excited about their possibilities. I think they have high expectations for themselves, and I don't think that they feel any pressure or anything like that. I think they're enjoying the experience, and I want them to have the confidence that they can perform at the accolades that we're receiving right now.
As she begins her 18th season as the Iowa basketball coach, Bluter says this could be her best Hawkeye team.
I have unbelievable confidence in them. I really do. I think that this team can be very good, and it's just a good feel. When you're around our team and you feel how much they care about each other and how positive it is, you know, you can't help but feel like this has really good opportunities this year.
Big things are also expected from senior center Megan Gustafson. The preseason Big Ten Player of the Year led the country in scoring as a junior.
She's an All-American that has no ego, and that's hard to find. There's a difference, I think, in between confidence and ego. And she has confidence. She's worked hard for that confidence, but she's definitely an All-American with no ego.
The Hawkeyes will open up the regular season at home on November 9th, facing Oral Roberts. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.